say the word, girl, and I'll follow you home, 'cause I can't wait all year to kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Sustain a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text, hooking up, see you next summer.
WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 28 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM-certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fallout from the landmark decision in Alabama, where the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. ABC's Perry Russum is in Washington.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold. The list of clinics postponing treatment for IVF continues to grow, affecting patients like Tori Beasley, who was working to have her second child through IVF.
How does someone else get to dictate what I say, what I want for my family?
Elation at NASA as there is an active presence back on the surface of the moon after a 50-year absence. The privately owned lander, known as Odysseus, Odie is his nickname, could start transmitting images back as soon as today. The White House today is set to announce tough new sanctions against Russia. The punishments, it says, will be the toughest since the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago tomorrow. President Biden meeting with Alexei Navalny's widow in California Thursday. This is ABC News. More violence in New York's Times Square.
Police say a 17-year-old who they believe is a migrant from Nicaragua was chased down by a large group of people and stabbed near a migrant shelter. The 17-year-old was stabbed in the back. 2 hours later, another person was attacked, a 28-year-old man who police believe is from the area. Police say he was punched and kicked in the head and face outside the Hard Rock Cafe at 43rd and Broadway.
That's ABC's Reagan Medji. In the stabbing of the 17-year-old, seven people have been arrested. Police believe they are all migrants. Starting next year, sales of gasoline blended with ethanol will be expanding in several Midwestern states. That decision now official from the EPA. Right now, sales of E15 gasoline restricted during the summer months over environmental concerns. And a Guinness World Record stripped. Officials at Guinness now say there isn't enough evidence to back up claims that the oldest dog in the world, a Portuguese guard dog who died last year at 31, was truly that old. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
A check of forecast details for the weekend coming up here on WRCO in just a moment.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to auto insurance, State Farm offers a variety of discount opportunities. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. By combining auto and home insurance, you save 35% on your home and 15% on your auto insurance. Add Drive Safe and Save to save an automatic 10% upfront, and then you pay based on how you drive. There's also the Good Student Discount by maintaining a B average for students in high school or college up to age 25. Stop in today or give Julie Karen State Farm a call at 647-3632.
Today's forecast calls for temps to rise to around 43 before dropping later today. Scattered rain and snow showers by midday, turning to all snow, a dusting possible in spots. And then tonight, clearing and cold, a low of 15. Saturday, 39. Saturday night, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 30. And Sunday, up to 50 degrees. Monday, 58. Tuesday, 62. Right now in Richland Center, following the early reading of 41, we're at 28 degrees as we get ready for the weekend.
Pull out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, she's running like never before. Well, the speed's on her head, all right. I ain't seen a cop online. Since day home, road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got my 10-4 gears in a Georgia overdrive. Pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wife. I've been smoking ever.
Steve Earle and the Dukes on WRCO. Some things to celebrate and recognize today. It is National Skip the Straw Day. So when Hank's having his kitty cocktail, he just doesn't need to use straw tonight. It's also National Banana Bread Day. Good stuff there. Diesel Engine. And how about this? International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. And Curling is Cool Day today. Yes, curling. And I wasn't really even sure what that was until living in Wausau back in the day, just out of high school. And they actually had curling teams in their high schools. And like, what? Oh, okay, I got it. And then, of course, it's become maybe a little bit more visible and popular as an Olympic sport as well. 28 at WRCO. Good morning. 7:12 the time. This is Thomas Rhett.
So I guess it's over, baby, and deja vu again. Who'd have thought that time don't stop and somehow, girl, the world keeps spinning, and guess I'll turn myself into a solitary man. Ain't like I'm the only one that's in the shoes that I am. Do you hear that? I'm not bad at the sound of a lonely calling. Do you hear that? It's where I'm at. It's the sound of a teardrops falling down. A slamming door and a lesson learned. I let another love crash and burn.
I know that it might sound jaded, and I'd have to say I think love is overrated, but I don't like throwing it away. I know you could probably tell me right where I went wrong. Some guys can't have all the luck, if others gon' sing sad songs.
ain't calling. I ain't been hearing your footsteps falling. Tell me, how long gone are you gonna be? Yeah, how am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me, please, how long gone are you gonna be?
And done. How long gone are you gonna be anyway, huh? 719, old Hank is coming up with some special guests throughout the morning here on WRCO and WRCE, our Friday get-together. A little bit of sunshine out there, pretty nice morning for late February.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, SunTracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time homebuyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hello,
Hank.
Good morning, young man.
How you doing there, my friend?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, we're doing real well.
I sound better today than I did.
You do?
Yes.
A lot stronger there.
Still don't look any better.
Yeah. Has your reffing gotten any better or not?
Still don't look any better.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How you doing?
Not bad. Well, speaking of basketball, we have a special guest on the line. That's head coach Mike Benson of the Ithaca Bulldogs, co-conference champions. How about that? Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wasn't officiating last night, so you got to win.
Yep. And I heard Phil ask about your officiating. We won't get into that one either.
No. We'll just let it go. So, Hank, what year were you born?
1972.
So Hank Bray was a little baby the last time Ithaca won a boys' conference basketball championship. Does that blow your mind, Mike?
Yeah, it does. I can't imagine him being a little baby.
Wow.
That is pretty scary.
Wow.
Oh, well.
I guess my job's done here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, co-champs with North Crawford, you battled back. Mike, tell us about this team. You really had to persevere, didn't you?
Yeah, we lost to North Crawford early in the season, and since then there was the attitude of can't lose, and we ended up having a tough stretch. Well, first week of February here, losing to Highland, non-conference game, which didn't hurt us, but then we lost to DeSoto, which that put us one game behind, but these kids were down, and I told them, I go, hey, it's still a long season yet. Even if we don't get conference, get ready for the playoffs. Every game counts here on out. You know, let's just go and whatever happens, happens. I go, they still have to play Bazika, DeSoto, and Kickapoo. You never know what can happen. And luckily, last night, DeSoto upset North Crawford at DeSoto. So that gave us a chance to become co-conference champions.
Was it a good celebration last night?
It was. During the game, towards the end of our game against Wazika, the Wazika fans actually, they're like, Coach, we don't mean to interrupt you, but DeSoto's up by six. And I looked at him, I go, you guys can interrupt me anytime with that type of news right now.
Hey,
so,
Mike.
And then after the game, their game wasn't done yet. You'll see pictures on the Facebook and stuff and probably all over, but the whole team was laying down, circled around midcourt, watching the game. And when that game went final, yeah, they were jumping up and down. It was fun.
That's awesome.
Hey, Mike, you know, you call it an upset, but you got to give credit where credit due. DeSoto's actually improved, probably one of the best improved teams in the conference. Do you agree?
I do agree. DeSoto has improved a lot. They are, honestly, I'm sort of glad they're not in our part of the bracket because they are a tough matchup. They are playing really great basketball right now.
They're not an easy out. DeSoto's, you really have to look at DeSoto and see what they have to bring. And young coach and Coach Redmond, and he's got his kids playing well.
Yeah, he does. And they've played a lot of hard teams, too. They had River Ridge earlier in February, and then they had us. You know, they lost River Ridge, but they beat us, and then they came through and beat North Crawford. Yeah, like I said, they're going to be a hard out in the tournament.
Yeah, I agree. And just like you guys, you know, and you guys didn't get an easy draw. Like, I mean, no offense taken, but, you know, you get Kickapoo at home, which took you to double overtime. And then if you win that one, the matchup, it's either going to be Weston or North Crawford. So, I mean, you know, you got a tough draw.
Yeah, well, our whole bracket is
yes,
tough.
It is.
Out of the 16 teams in our bracket, six of us have been ranked at some point during the year. So it's not an easy bracket, but hey, we've had these hard games. These kids have played well. They put so much time in, you know, in the off season, during the season, all the hard work. It's just fun to see that it actually came true that we could get conference.
Awesome. Real quick before we let you go, Mike, you know, I say that you know, that you didn't get an easy break, but if you have Ithaca on your side, they don't have an easy out either. So, I mean, kudos to you guys. Congratulations to all your kids. And I remember one of the comments from one of your young men that says, hey, Henry, we think your head's shinier than your shoes are. But congratulations, Mike. Great job at Ithaca, and good luck to the girls tonight, and good luck to you on Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Good job. That's a little history. We've always wondered if you'd be able to put a mark right by that 1972 on that banner in the gym at Ithaca to change that. So history was made last night.
It was. Now we work on the playoffs, and then hopefully next year we can put two in a row up there for you.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Mike Benson, head coach of the Ithaca Bulldog boys basketball team, talking a little sports here this
morning. Yeah, yeah. Something right up our alley besides wrestling.
Yep, wrestling.
Are we going tomorrow? Are you and I going?
Well, no. The varsity squad is still in there. Bill and David.
None of them got hurt.
Yeah, no. Seriously, those guys do a great job.
Oh, they're awesome.
We're just
they're absolutely amazing.
Appreciative to have them. And it's harder. And there's a little construction going on at the Kohl Center.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of, all the radio broadcasters, I don't want to say they get the Cadillac this year. They're kind of struggling.
Yeah, they've got the Mini.
Yeah, so see if you see Bill and David, thank them for what they do. And Kurt Layer, who helped them last night, they do an awesome job.
Do we even have to thank Kurt?
Well, we don't have to, but we should.
Yeah, we should.
So, yeah.
Thanks, Kurt. Anyway, buddy.
What else is going on?
Anything with the weekend?
Yeah, other than my granddaughter's fourth birthday, Oakley's birthday.
What time are we leaving?
I don't know for sure. It kind of depends on a lot of things.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So Ithaca wins tonight. You and I are on the road tomorrow.
We'll be busy.
In Argyle.
Yep. Well, maybe.
So, maybe.
Or Barneveld.
Or Barneveld. Or Ithaca.
You never know.
You never know.
It's going to be a tough one tonight. Highland, Ithaca. I saw them the first time they played, and the girls, it'll be a nice game.
Hit some shots tonight.
Yep.
So, but that's all right. Mr. Klang's got them going, I'm sure. So good luck to them. Anyway, what am I doing this weekend? Nothing, Phil.
You don't have anything to referee?
Rest.
Rest?
Rest.
Rust? Oh, rest. Rest.
Both.
Okay.
Both. So I haven't had a weekend off in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're sounding good. So, you know, maybe is it just about time to go down and do your synchronized swimming in the Wisconsin River?
It's getting close.
Is it?
It's getting close. And, you know, I was wanting to know if you want to come down and start practicing or...
I don't think so.
What?
But I did see some fellows out throwing the baseball yesterday.
Yes, I did too. Yeah, yep. It's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And then when the season hits, it will be too cold.
That'll be too cold.
Yes,
so warm your arm up now. The other thing is I've seen some really aggressive folks out with the rakes in their yard doing yard work.
Yes,
so hats off to them. Thanks for making me look bad.
Yep, and come do my yard anytime.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it crazy? Here's the funny part. You and I, we both rake the leaves out of our yard and everything else that in the fall,
mm-hmm.
we try to, and then we have to rake it again in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what good is it? So I'm just done raking.
Well, that's probably true. Other than trying to figure out where the snowplow hit and kind of dug up the turf.
I have a curb, so I'm pretty good with that. So, but anyway, just overseed. I mean, Chad Clary overseeded last year for me. If anyone has special went, and we'll see what happens. If not, I'm going to get reimbursed from every seed that I put down from Chad.
Would you put down some burdocks and some
burlap?
Foxtail.
Yeah, foxtail and some cactus seed.
Golden rocket.
Yeah.
Only the best.
Only the best for my yard. Only the best.
All right.
So anyway, if you spend one day on each of the islands in the Philippines, Philip, it would take you almost 21 years to visit them all.
Visit them all? Really?
Yep.
I had no idea.
Yep. Huh. I did this especially for you. That way you and June can be gone for a 21-year vacation.
Oh, wow. We'd be lucky if we get 21 hours.
Strongest leaf in the world, okay, is the Victoria water lily, capable of holding up a human.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not. I'm probably too big, but...
Well, I don't know. You're getting down there to maybe the weight capacity. Okay.
The largest library in the world, named is the Tianjin Binjai Library in China. It has 1.2 million books. It is absolutely amazing. You got to look it up. It is absolutely amazing.
Oh, wow. How do you get to some of those books on the top shelf up on the ceiling?
I could never read that far up. So, electric eels can produce shocks of up to 600 volts.
Mm. I'm glad they're not in the Willow Creek.
And we're worried about a battery.
It'd probably jumpstart your car, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last one. There's a town in Poland where all 6,000 residents live on the same street. And there's a picture of it, Philip.
On the same
there's
street?
There's only one street.
One street. Oh, yeah, there it is. My goodness.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a long street.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I painted those for you.
Uh-huh. You're always full of wealth and knowledge and stuff.
Means nothing.
Right.
It means nothing. So you sound better, though, today. A lot better.
Yeah. Well, it's been over a week, so it's about time to start getting on the mend, hopefully. Yeah,
I hope. And you had kind of a relapse because, you know, you felt good, and then or you were sick, and then you felt good.
Felt really good.
I'm afraid that I'm going to hit that relapse. I don't want to because I guess I feel better than I did, but I still have a headache, so still trying to get rid of that headache.
It's a fun community sharing cold. It's been going around for a little while, but somebody told me at the school yesterday that a lot of youngsters have had it. So.
Really?
Yep.
So
we
just come get it.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Sell it on Prime Mover tomorrow with Adam Hess.
Yeah. Well, I only sell three of them though.
Yeah, only three colds.
Three or less. Anyway, buddy, I appreciate it. Everybody, remember, shop local and always be kind.
All right. That's old Hank Bray. It's 7:32. We'll be back with birthdays and anniversaries next.
Parents, are you looking for a childcare and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905. Or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
7:35 the time.
Wireless headphones.
Some notes on today. First of all, some notes on this day in Grand Ole Opry history. Porter Wagoner joined in 1957. Also, it was on this day when the Junos, Canada's Music Awards, first debuted. The 20th annual Grammys in 1978. The Eagles won Record of the Year for Hotel California. And Rumors by Fleetwood Mac won the Album of the Year. Michael Jackson kicked off his first U.S. solo tour in Kansas City. The year was 1988. Some notes on today, birthdays and anniversaries coming up, courtesy of the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, high-tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Kylan Hudson from Lori and the Guys. Wishes going out today to other fine folks such as Kimberly Burke. All the best love from brother Art and Margie this week. Have a great day today. Kylan Hudson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Enjoy your special day. Let's see, some other notes for today. A special wish going out today for Earl Felton again from Nancy and the family. They say, have a great day today in honor of your birthday. To Kiana Olson, who is 20, love from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. So all the best to you today. Happy birthday wishes as well from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church family to Mark Bray. Happy birthday, Mark. Happy 18th to Colton Holler. This is from Grandma Jackie, wishing you the best and hoping that you have an awesome day today. Elsewhere, let's see. We have a happy birthday wish to Chaz Burnley. Birthday love today from Katie, Megan, Will, and Daisy. See Chaz wishing the best. Also, happy birthday to Pat Ostrander from Charlene. Pat celebrates today. Her fan club has checked in. A happy birthday wish from the Bloom City Town Crier to Mark Bray, Chaz Burnley, and Pam Kintz. And also the RC Lions sending his wishes for Aislinn Kramer. Also today to Hunter Lassicky and Jace Wyatt Gertz, to Tiffany Parker, Doug Hill, and Keith Ritten. Happy birthday from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Charles Burnley today. And happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Matthew Coe, Pat Ostrander, to Ann Spiegel, and to Randy Wirtz.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
So John does have a filter. All right, we've got it figured out. Here we go, WRCO. It's 7:40. Reports of some robins again this morning up on the Valley View. And a gentleman said bluebird this morning. How about that?
When the train pulled into the station, he rolled up his sleeves and rosined up his pole. Little upside down, orange blossom special. 'Cause if you wanna make a living, you gotta put on a good show. When he smells smoke and cinders, slick back his hair and open up his gate.
Cherokee fiddle just played for the whiskey. Cause good whiskey never let him lose his place. He was always there playing for the miners. Devil's Dream was a song they understood. Then he'd go back to Oklahoma. He'd wait till the train was running and the weather was good. But when he'd smell the smoke and the cinders, he'd slick back his head. Cowboys, and the cowboys are putting leather and turquoise on, and the music sold by lawyers, and the fools who fiddled in the middle of the station are gone. Some folks say they'll never miss him.
Johnny Lee, this is Philly Knee, and we are here for you today. Joanne has the news coming up next. We'll check out sports for you next hour. Bill Twining is back to check in and let us know how the wrestlers did on opening day of the tournament. Quite well, actually. So we'll let you in on that around 8:10 this morning right here.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 30 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Jets Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Some sunshine early, then turning mostly cloudy. Scattered rain and snow showers by midday turning to all snow. A dusting of snow is possible in areas. A high today of 43, then falling this afternoon. Tonight, clearing and cold with a low of 15. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 28, it's 30 degrees.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisor Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisor Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. There was a plane crash near the Richland County Airport in Sextonville last night. Officials responded to the scene near County Highway BA north of the airport's runway. Early reports indicated that there were two aboard the small plane when it went down in a pasture. No details have been released by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Drivers in eight Midwestern states will be able to fuel up with a higher blend of ethanol throughout the year under a rule finalized by the Environmental Protection Agency. The end of a summertime ban on sales of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol has been sought for years by the biofuels industry and farming groups with the support of Midwest governors. It reflects the importance of ethanol to agriculture. The fuel additive consumes roughly 40% of the nation's corn crop. Higher sales of ethanol could mean greater profits for corn farmers. The new rule was announced Thursday and takes effect in April 2025. It will apply in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Out-of-state hunters and anglers would face higher license fees under a bill the Wisconsin Assembly approved Thursday. The measure would raise a variety of hunting, fishing, and trapping license fees for the out-of-state residents to help shrink a deficit in the state's fish and wildlife account. The Assembly passed the legislation 97-0, sending it on to the Senate. The State Department of Natural Resources estimates the changes would generate about $780,000 more annually for the account. The account funds a variety of projects ranging from fish stocking to wildlife surveys. Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin have passed a bill that would unlock $125 million to fight so-called forever chemicals. But Governor Tony Evers isn't on board with the plan. The Assembly passed the proposal 61-35 Thursday. The Senate passed it back in November. It goes next to Evers' desk. The bill would create a grant program to help municipalities test for PFAS chemicals at water treatment plants and in wells. It doesn't appropriate any money for Republican lawmakers, say its initiatives would be funded from a $125 million PFAS trust fund established in the state budget. Evers has said he won't sign the bill because it undermines environmental regulators' authority. The National Weather Service reports that snowfall statewide has been 20 to 30 inches below normal this winter. Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin have announced that many Wisconsin businesses may be eligible for a federal disaster loan program if they have suffered losses due to this year's unusually mild winter, which lacked Wisconsin's typical snowfall in many areas of the state. The lack of snow has impacted travel and recreation businesses that depend on it for activities such as downhill and cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and snowmobiling. The Small Business Administration has confirmed that they will consider business loss from recent low snowfalls over the winter months to be related to the drought and eligible for assistance. Many counties in the state are already covered by pre-existing disaster designation for drought from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This designation allows businesses and counties identified as drought disaster areas to be eligible for emergency loans to offset their business losses related to the drought. Impacted businesses and counties with a drought declaration can apply for the U.S. SBA Economic Impact Disaster Loans. Under the Economic Impact Disaster Loan Program, businesses can borrow up to $2 million to cover their actual losses. Businesses pay no interest on the loan for the first year and a maximum rate of 4% for the rest of the loan period. In order to take advantage of the program, businesses must apply by the application deadline for their county. The application deadline for counties in the WRCO listing area is July 31st. Governor Evers and Senator Baldwin are encouraging you to support Wisconsin businesses by taking advantage of the remainder of the winter season and connecting with Travel Wisconsin resources to find alternative activities in northern and central Wisconsin if their original plans are impacted by weather. Three people were arrested yesterday in Platteville following an execution of a search warrant. The Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force executed the search on Lancaster Street. Brian Jack, 30, of Platteville, was arrested for possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, felon in possession of a firearm, possession of cocaine, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and maintaining a drug trafficking place. Derek Jack, 56, of Platteville, was arrested on a probation violation, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of marijuana. Danny Mabra, 32, of Platteville, was arrested on an outstanding probation warrant and possession of methamphetamine. All three lived in the home. The Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force was assisted by members from the Grant County Sheriff's Office, the Platteville Police Department, and the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. The American Red Cross continues to attempt to rebuild its blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. You can give the gift of life today from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. To make an appointment, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Join UW Madison Division of Extension and USDA Risk Management Agency Tuesday night, March 5th, from 7 to 8 to learn about livestock risk protection and livestock gross margin, the USDA cattle risk management tools for beef producers. The webinar will present information on how the programs work and how beef producers can purchase coverage. Presenters for the workshop include Paul Mitchell, Professor of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Director of Rank Agribusiness Institute, Brenda Botel, Professor of Agricultural Economics, UW-River Falls, UW Extension Commodities Marketing Specialist, Pamela Stahlke, Director, USDA Risk Management Agency, St. Paul Regional Office, and Bill Halfman, UW Extension State Beef Outreach Specialist. To receive the connection information for this online meeting, register by noon Tuesday, March 5th at go.wisc.edu/0P3120. To request an interpreter, materials in an alternative language or format or other services to make this event more accessible, contact sandra.stutgen, that's sandra.stutgen, at wisc.edu by Monday, February 26th. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress reminds residents there's still time to take part in its annual spring hearing process. The WCC is an independent organization that advises the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on how to responsibly manage Wisconsin's natural resources. If you are interested in submitting a resolution, reach out to the Resolution Review Committee or your WCC County Chair for guidance in drafting a resolution. Additional tips on preparing a resolution are available on the WCC and DNR's Spring Hearings webpage.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Friday, February 23rd. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the vault in cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Those attending are asked to dress colorfully. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held this evening at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until the time of service at 6. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center. Ella Mae Lemoyne, 84, of Laval, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will be in St. Peter's Lutheran Cemetery following the service. Friends may call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Ella Mae Lemoyne, 84, of Laval. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died February 15th at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwak. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwak. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwak American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died February 9th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 to 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center. Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet, died February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held Monday at 1 at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet. Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 2nd at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow at the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday, March 2nd, from 9 until the time of service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have